Hey, welcome back to the kitchen. I find it very funny that now with all of us at home, when a streaming service like Disney Plus announces that today we are launching Loki, you know, another Marvel TV series, original TV series, it's a thing, right? I mean, everyone's like, oh, something new to watch. I see that on my Facebook feed. We are all homebound now, most of us. So many of the things that excite us would be stuff like streaming services announcing new shows to watch. I don't have as much time to watch everything. I haven't finished some of my shows that I want to catch up on. I've just been adding them to the bookmarks, you know, my list of shows I want to watch, and I'm adding faster than I can watch. But oh, kicked myself on the chair. What the heck? And even with games, there's no time to play. Yeah, I'm busy worrying about the day-to-day things in the house. Like right now, I'm staring at the other part of my kitchen, the other half of my kitchen, and I'm thinking to myself, there's only one banana left. I need to buy some more bananas. Yeah, besides work and all that stuff, and thinking of new scripts. Yeah, watching shows and gaming is a luxury, yeah. We struggle to find things to do to keep ourselves occupied. I mean, in the past, you know, part of your life is taken up with commute. If you have work travel, then you're off, you know, spending a lot of that time doing that travel. But now we are all here. We're not even going to the office this few weeks. Hopefully it ends this coming Sunday. Is it Sunday? It becomes a new adventure, you know, looking for things to do to fill our days, also while making a living. I wonder whether we can meet up again after 13th of June. I hope we can. I would like to meet my friends again. Five people, maybe, not eight. Certainly, hopefully more than two. I mean, today, speaking of numbers, you saw the new numbers. It's like two, four in total, right? Two in the community and two imported. And out of the two that were community, one was unlinked. Okay, that's a bit worrying. Unlinked is always worrying. But like, you can see, right? After that spike in the mines cluster, it came down to double, from double to single digits again. Five, you know, four. Now it's two in the community, which is very encouraging to see. Yeah. So hopefully with the numbers coming down and vaccination rates going up, it's gonna improve lah. Now we can open up again slowly. I hear the US is like announcing, okay, Americans can now go to these following countries. You know, just updated a list of safe places to go. Singapore is on the top tier. It's totally safe and all that stuff. But I'm thinking, yeah, you guys better be safe before you come here too. Because anyway, we still, I think Americans come America coming from America, you still have to do 14 days SHN. Or maybe even 21, depending. So we ain't got no green lane at the moment for them. But it's a good sign, right? That one of the biggest countries in the world, or at least one of the most influential countries in the world, is opening up and telling their people to go out. And that's a good sign. And the rate of vaccination is a lot faster, of course, because they have all the vaccines and they're rolling it up. They can afford to roll out vaccinations as fast as they can. Fortunately, they didn't have to deal with the Indian variant. Well, okay, let's not call it that, right? The B1617.2 variant, or Delta. Is it a new name for it? Delta? Nobody's using Delta. Stop trying to make Delta work. Nobody's going to use Delta. The variants have all these, letters now. Yeah, I think 1617.2, I think it's a lot easier to say than to remember than Delta, frankly. If you ask me, lah. Yeah, and Taiwan's having trouble with their vaccines. Because for all kinds of reasons, they don't have enough. I was just reading up on that today. Of course, they've turned down China's vaccine overtures. Okay, that's understandable. Some of it's political, some of it's because they don't want Sinovac. But at the same time, it's kind of weird because, you know, they did order Moderna in Taiwan and then their stocks didn't arrive. And now they're being donated Moderna from the States. So it kind of makes you wonder, like, what's going on there? Did they buy, order Moderna, and then the Moderna didn't come because the US was blocking exports? And that's why now they have some Moderna from the donation version of that vaccine from the States. Or did they purposely kind of delay taking the Moderna in Taiwan, the Taiwanese government, so that they can buy time for their own vaccine factories that were producing their own vaccines to recoup their losses, their investments, by, you know, using locally invented or created vaccines and manufactured vaccines instead. That's what some people are saying. If that's the case, that's really stupid, right? The sooner you vaccinate your country, the sooner they can open up. And then here, if you are not vaccinating your people with Moderna or whatever you can get your hands on, and you're just trying to buy time for your own local vaccines to come online after clinical trials so that you can use that exclusively, then you're putting money and politics over people's lives. I mean, Singapore has vaccine being developed as well, but you don't see us, like, the Singapore government is not waiting, right? The minute we can get our hands on Pfizer and Moderna, we just snap that sucker up and roll it out, right? So, I don't know. It's kind of concerning that Taiwan was the golden child of managing the pandemic, and then now they are one of the vulnerable. They're having another wave, right? On top of that, 1% of their people are vaccinated or something like that. Not a golden child at the moment anymore. It goes to show you that it's a long play, right? It's a long game. And you can be golden child and top of your class today, and then if you just get complacent or there's hubris, then you can easily drop the ball. Right? It's a long game. Yeah. So Taiwan has problems with vaccines. I heard that Malaysia is donating one of their ministers, the guy responsible for the flying car project, minister guy, announced that Malaysia was donating 50,000 vaccines to Bosnia or something like that because they asked. And the other Malaysians are asking, like, dude, we don't have enough for ourselves and you're donating 50,000 vaccines to Bosnia, what? Makes you wonder. Why like that? Yeah. But it's nice to see people mostly receptive to getting ready, you know, getting vaccinated. I mean, funnily enough, we have people complaining they're being pushed to the end of the queue because they are not in the age, they are not the kids, and then they are not older than 40. I feel for you, but I think at the rate that we are rolling out vaccination, August, July, I think people will get, by July, August, I think most of us will get what we need. Yeah, and maybe we can get out a bit more now. Yeah. Instead of like he's stuck here. I think Singaporeans are adapting, but I really feel bad for the hawkers who are not getting the crowds they are used to. People are staying away, not even tapaoing, right? And if you're in town, if you're operating in a hawker center that's in town, no office crowd means no business. I think something's got to change. I think the model, the business model, I mean, hawkers can't take advantage of delivery platforms which are charging 30% or more for being on the platform, like Grab and whatnot, Foodpanda. And they may not be savvy enough, some of the elderly hawkers anyway. That's why I think there's initiatives like YQ is good. I think we need more of those. Yes, you pay more for those services for delivery, but that's because the model for that one is they don't pass the cost to the hawker or the restaurant, the food and beverage operator. What am I doing? They pass the cost to the customer, right? So if you are paying for delivery, you're not being subsidized. There's no subsidy of the delivery charges. You pay for it. Singaporeans may not be ready for that. I don't know. It's pricier, for sure. But it might be the way to go. I mean, if you want delivery, then pay for it, right? In the other model, the Grab model, they take a cut from the restaurant. So what happens? The restaurant raises the food and beverage business has to either raise their prices or just take the hit. You can't have it both ways. If you want delivery to your home, somebody's got to pay. And I don't think hawkers can manage. I mean, you make them pay 30% of their price to be on a platform for delivery. They may as well shut down, and many of them have closed up. It's not viable. Right. Also, the prices, right? We are also kind of spoiled here, right? We are used to paying, $3-4 for our meals, and then we want to continue paying that. But at the same time, we not prepared to pay more for delivery, not prepared to pay more for the food. And then what the hawkers do? What do you expect them to do? Yeah, they also have families to feed, I think. Yeah. Tonight is not so warm. I am not dying out here in the kitchen. That's good. Yeah. These are the thoughts that go through my mind. I discuss them with my kids too over dinner. It's good to kind of bounce ideas off the children. Also, the other day I was scolding my son for ordering another round of delivery food, and I was like, dude, you know how much, like, even if it's $7, I know it's your allowance, but it's a lot of money. Children need to learn the value of money. Yes, the delivery at that hour was free. Yes, $7 was not a huge amount of money, but expensive, right? If you went downstairs to buy something from the coffee shop and came up to eat it, that would be like less than $5. But you order some fancy thing like McDonald's or bubble tea, and that's $7 right there, even without the delivery fee, and then that's pricey, right? Maybe they need to work for their money before they realize how difficult it is to earn it. But yeah, we had that conversation. So since we are talking about delivery, counter to that is that understanding that there's a price, right? There's a cost. And we need to manage our own money carefully. Whether it's value for money. I think maybe I've been eating at home a lot and very conscious of costs. And suddenly I feel like my parents in the old days, you know, like when we were growing up, we didn't eat out a lot. A lot of our meals were at home. Mom cooked, and then once in a while, we would eat out. A&W and KFC were luxury outings simply because at that time they were pitched as fancy places, right? With proper plates and not paper plates, and it was a treat. Now KFC and A&W are like regular food, but actually it's not that cheap still. So very young we were instilled with that understanding that that is not a norm, right? To go to A&W and KFC. Also the KFC last time was better. Okay, that aside. Going to the hawker center to eat too was not a cheap thing. Mum and dad would sometimes bring us. I think we went more frequently as we got, later part of our lives because incomes rose. But at the very early days, we were careful. Even as the incomes rose, we were quite careful. And as children, we didn't totally understand that, you know, you're one family of five, which is five of us, three boys, my mom and dad, eating at a coffee shop can be quite expensive. You know, you order. That money, it adds up, right? Now, I understand this. But children, I think, too used to ordering things. Even adults. Delivery. Don't think twice about spending $10 on a meal. I'm guilty of it. I'm not even saying it's just the kids. Sometimes I do that. And if you do it often enough, it does add up. Right? If you're having $10 meals. Okay, I'm not talking about people who are really well off, okay? This is like regular Joes. I'm a regular Joe. $10 a day. $10 a meal. $30 a day. So let's say I give you 20 days you eat at the office. I had three meals a day for all the time I worked in the office. And that came up, if I had $10 meals, that would add up to be about 25 times 3. How much is that? $750, I think. Okay, some days you don't have $10 meals, some days you have $5 meals. But by and large, you're looking at a $20 to $30 meal budget, plus drinks, plus tea time, if you're eating out all day long. Eating out all day long is expensive, even if you're doing hawker food. So one has to be, and on top of that, people who have really fancy stuff, like a fancy coffee twice a day or something, it adds up. And then at the end of the month, you're wondering, why am I so broke? Right? I had a friend who used to tapao food from home. We laughed at him, but now I don't laugh anymore because he was right. He saved a ton of money. He came with a Tupperware of rice in the office, Ching Kang. And we were like, hey, Ching Kang, what do you bring from your house? Yeah, but now you think, yeah, clever lah, right? Better nutrition too. Okay, I'm going to go to sleep. It was good chatting with you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.